Hello? Hello? Mr. Moderator? Are you awake now? Okay, good. I'd like to formally lodge a complaint. Okay, I know you probably have a lot of questions, like why you're tied to a bed, or where your clothes went, or why there's a nude yet fully grown woman of legal age on top of you, but I need you to focus, okay? Yep, that's it. Focus on me. Focus on my fully grown body. Focus on my tits. What tits? What the hell, man? You're looking at the proud, perfectly shaped, completely natural bosom of a fully grown woman. You can see them, feel them, touch them, motorboat them. Well, you could, if you aren't tied down. Okay, you know what? Forget it. We're getting sidetracked. I have a complaint to make. And basically, you keep deleting all my posts because Reddit doesn't allow for age stuff, whatever that means. I know Reddit doesn't want to look like it's hosting not safe for work underage content, but I'm here to point out that I'm a fully grown adult of legal age. Okay, so maybe my voice sounds like this, and maybe my body's a little bit smaller, and my assets aren't as pronounced as some of my peers, but I am very much a legal adult. Underdeveloped? Hey, I am not underdeveloped, okay? I'm just petite. I'm Asian. This is normal. I'm in my mid-20s, alright? I've voted in a few elections, and I've handled a few erections. I'm a grown woman. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I bet you're getting turned on by my body, aren't you? You like having petite but fully grown women on top of you, don't you? I bet if I reach behind me, I'm gonna feel your erection. And I'm gonna feel how rock hard you are for me? Wait, why aren't you hard for me? You're not into little girls? Oh no, now you've done it. I was gonna take it on you, Mr. Moderator. I was just gonna grab your hard cock, slip it inside of my adult pussy, and ride you. And then I'd call you daddy, because so many guys like it when I call them daddy while I ride them. I was gonna call you daddy until you came for me. I was gonna call you daddy until you nutted all of your daddy juice and felt ready to see things my way. But now? No. We're gonna do things the hard way. And speaking of making things hard, first let me get my hand all nice and wet and wrap it around your cock properly. See? Isn't this nice? Don't you like how I stroke your cock, Mr. Moderator? Don't you like feeling how a 25-year-old woman can jerk you off? An underage girl couldn't make it feel this good. Only a grown woman like me can make you feel like this. Only a grown woman can make you feel so good you'll pop off in minutes. Do you want me to make you pop, Mr. Moderator? I can do that for you. I can stroke your cock until you make a mess in my hand. Get your spunk all over my experienced 25-year-old hand. I'll keep stroking you while you come, and when you're done, I'm gonna look you in your eyes while I lick your sperm off my hand. Because that's what grown women do, Mr. Moderator. You still don't believe that I'm a grown woman, do you? Not even after I told you my exact age. You know, I've had friends my age who are already married and have children. Some of them have stubborn little boys who run around calling them mommy, who never do what you're told, who are always so uncooperative. You reminded me of them. Oh no, I'm not calling you a little boy. I have your cock in my hand after all, and I can tell you're a very big boy. But you're being so stubborn and uncooperative. Don't you want to cooperate with me, Mr. Moderator? You know I'll make it worth your while. I'll make you come so hard if you do what I want. I'll make you come if you call me mommy. No? Are you sure? I already told you I wouldn't call you daddy because you were so mean to me earlier. But if you call me mommy, I'll make you come right now. I'm a grown woman. I'm an experienced woman. And I'm taking care of you in a very special way. It's only right that you call me mommy, isn't it? Prove to me that you're not a stubborn little boy, Mr. Moderator. No? Does that mean you want me to start stroking you harder? Like, I want you to come. Like, I want you to spurt for me. You can feel it, can't you? I know I can. I've got one hand stroking and squeezing and milking your cock, and my other hand is massaging your balls, getting them nice and full and ready to unload. I can feel your balls getting tighter and drying up. They're so ready to unload for me. Are you gonna make a mess in my hand? You know I'll lick it all up if you come. Give it to me. Get close for me. If you won't call me mommy, then you know I'm gonna stroke you really hard and get you so close. And then I'll stop. What's wrong, Mr. Moderator? Were you that close? You must be. You look so ready to pop. I bet you'd nut if I just started blowing cool air across the tip of your cock. But I won't. I won't let you come until you cooperate. You're not gonna come until you call me mommy. You still think I'm a little girl, Mr. Moderator? A little girl wouldn't be able to do something like this. Only a fully grown and experienced woman can stop a man's orgasm just right as he's about to come. Stop being so stubborn. Call me mommy, and I'll let you come. No? I guess I'll just have to keep you on edge then. Oh, but your balls look so full, don't they? These poor babies. They've made so much sperm for me and you won't let me empty them properly. I feel so bad for them. Don't you think I should help make them feel better? Maybe I'll give them a little kiss. Did your cock just twitch more? I know you like it when a grown woman kisses your balls. Just call me mommy, and I'll make your balls all nice and drained and happy. I'll make you empty your balls for mommy. Or don't, and, well, I'll still take them into my mouth and take good care of them. Your balls really do feel all thick and full in my mouth, Mr. Moderator. I bet they're so full of cum for me right now. So full of cum for mommy. But you can't come yet. You can't come without mommy touching and fondling your cock. And right now, I'm only going to touch your balls. Your full, aching, heavy balls that feel so good in my mouth. There's just so much sperm in them. All that sperm should go down my throat. Your sperm belongs down mommy's throat. Call me mommy. You can do it. Call me mommy and I'll make you come. I'll make you happy. I'll make the both of us so happy. Because I want to make you come. I want to take your cock in my mouth and suck all that sperm right out of you. I want to hold your twitching, trembling cock in my mouth as I lick it and tease it and suck it until you spurt that thick, thick, hot load down my throat. I know you want to come, and I want to make you come. Just call me mommy. Say it again. Again. I want to hear it again. Good boy. Beg mommy to make you come. Tell mommy to take your cum. That's it. You're such a good boy. You're such a good boy for mommy. And now you'll give her your cum. Oh yes. Yes, come for me, baby. Come down mommy's throat. Oh, such a big load. There, you did such a good job. You emptied so much of your cum down mommy's throat. You're such a good and obedient boy, Mr. Moderator. Now, are you going to stop deleting my posts, Mr. Moderator? Are you going to let mommy post naughty things on Reddit without making a fuss? That's not the answer I wanted to hear. But it's okay. Mommy knows a little boy just needs some guidance. Maybe a little bit of discipline to make him more obedient. What's wrong, sweetie? Don't you like mommy stroking you again? You seemed so happy about it earlier. No? Is it too sensitive now? Am I stroking your poor, oversensitive cock too much? But you still have more cum to give to Mommy. Mommy's gonna take all that naughty cum out of you until there's nothing left and you're a good, obedient boy for Mommy. You know, I think I know what the problem is. I've been too strict with you, haven't I? A good mommy should reward a boy more. I should believe in my little boy more, shouldn't I? So, I'll give you a special present. Just lie down while I get on top of you. I'll line up your cock. Mm-hmm. You guessed it. Your cock is going inside Mommy's pussy. Don't you like that? Your next load is going right inside my pussy. Just sit still and let me... Oh, that's good. For someone who protests about being too sensitive from just coming, you still feel pretty big and ready to go inside me. Just relax, Mr. Moderator. Mommy will take good care of you. Mommy will move up and down and build up a nice rhythm so you can come again. Yes. You really are a big boy, aren't you? Yes. Tell me you want to come for Mommy. I'm not gonna let you come until you've called me Mommy many, many times. Yes, yes, that's it. Call me Mommy again. More. Oh, you're throbbing inside so much. Does my pussy feel that good? You should know by now. This is the pussy of a fully grown and experienced woman, don't you? No, underaged girl could squeeze so tightly around you and milk you so well with a pussy. Are you gonna be a good boy and stop deleting my posts? Shh. It's okay. I don't care about the Reddit admins. Let me worry about them. Mommy will deal with them. No. Don't worry about the other mods or the subreddit rules. I just want to know if you're gonna stop deleting my posts. Be a good boy, and Mommy will be good to you. But if you're naughty, well, Mommy can be really naughty too. Can I tell you a secret? I have your phone. You see, I can just call the woman who raised you. She's on your phone's contact list. I can call her right now, and I'm gonna tell her that I'm your mommy now. Not her, me. Her son calls me mommy now. She's not gonna believe me, I know. That's why I'm gonna put her on speakerphone and let her listen to me fucking you while you call me mommy. And you will call me mommy, because I'm only gonna let you come while you call me mommy. That would be so embarrassing for you. You wouldn't want to experience that, would you? That's why you have to promise that you'll never delete my posts again. That's all you have to do. Just be a good boy and make a promise with me. Promise to be a good boy for your mommy, and I'll make you come. And your old mommy won't know that I'm your new mommy. Yes, that's it. Promise? Pinky swear? You wouldn't lie to your new mommy now, would you? Oh, you're such a good boy, Mr. Moderator. That's why I'm gonna make you come. I'm gonna make you come while you tell me I'm your mommy. Tell me I'm the best mommy ever. That's it. Tell me again. Tell me while you come inside me. Tell me I'm the best mommy you'll ever have. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Oh. You came so much. And... you're just complaining. I took it all out of you with the blowjob. You filled me up. If I get up now, I'll bet all your cum just leaks out of my pussy. Now then, Mr. Moderator, remember to keep your promise and be a good boy, okay? No more deleting my posts. Because if you do, I'll have to punish you again. And it won't be a fun punishment like me playing with your balls or edging you with my pussy. No, you see? I filmed this whole encounter. If you start deleting all my posts because you think I'm underage, well, all of Reddit's gonna see you blowing your load inside this supposedly underage girl. And you wouldn't want that, would you? Shh. It's okay, boy. Calm down. You just need to agree that I'm a grown woman and no one has to know a thing. You can keep being a good moderator. No one else has to know that you fucked me. And who knows? If you're a really good boy, like really, really good, next time I come over, I'll call you daddy. Yeah, you'd like that, wouldn't you? Me calling you
daddy.